Fellow believers, God will never drop you. He'll never hand you over to the enemy. That's the topic for this week's edition of PrayingPals.org. This week, as we continue our How to Overcome Evil with Good series, let's focus on the fact that as Christians, we possess the 100% eternally guaranteed victory in Christ. Think about it. As believers, we possess an untouchable, undefeatable, eternal victory in Christ. No matter what comes our way, we can remember that Jesus Christ remains the way, and He is our security. The devil cannot strike us out of God's hands. Once a believer understands that the power of Jesus always exceeds the plan of the enemy, the unhealthy fear and anxiety levels just melt away. Take God's word for it. God will never drop you. He'll never hand you over to the enemy. It says, actually, Jesus said in John 10:29, "My Father who has given them to me is greater and mightier than all else, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand." 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, "Yet the Lord is faithful. The Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen you and set you on a firm foundation and guard you from the evil one." When feeling overwhelmed with the temporary, rest assured that justice will be 100% complete and eternal. I know that a lot of you are going through things you never thought you'd have to go through. I have certainly had to endure some things too. We all are needing to stay focused on Christ in the face of all of the distractions that the devil tries to throw our way. But the fact of the matter is that when we trust in Jesus, we know that everything will work out for our good in the end, that Romans 8:28 and Jeremiah 29:11 will come to pass, and that the enemy has already been defeated because of what Jesus did on the cross. And we can rely on the fact that we already know the conclusion, and that the devil will be punished and justice will prevail in the end. Revelation 20 verse 10 says, "Then the devil who had led them astray, deceiving and seducing them, was hurled into the fiery lake of burning brimstone, where the beast and false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever through the ages of the ages." That's pretty clear, isn't it? Next, let's remember that our Redeemer will rescue those who are His. 1 Thessalonians 4:15 through 17 is tremendously encouraging. Quote, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." That was 1 Thessalonians 4:15 through 17. Now I hope that that helped you as much as it helped me. It's so important for us all to keep victory in Christ on the forefront of our minds and hearts. This world and its trials are temporary, but our God is eternal. Be encouraged, my friends. Prayer tip of the week. Drop to your knees and thank God for never dropping you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much that You remain faithful. After we have received You, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord, and just totally relied on You and for salvation, we can totally be secure, and we thank You so much for that. And I pray with those who have not yet done that, not yet received You, believed You, and relied on You. I pray with them right now to receive You. And we just receive You, Lord Jesus, in our hearts. We repent of our sins. We turn from the ways of the world and we turn to you, the way, the truth, and the life. We accept you and we rely on you for salvation. We depend on what you did on the cross. We believe you died on the cross and rose again for us. We pray now also for all those hurting from the trials of life, and I pray that you would strengthen them. Draw them close to you. We know that you are near to the brokenhearted, and we just cast our cares upon you. And we thank you that you don't run away, that you never drop us, that you always hold us, and that victory remains secure. We love you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now remember, folks, if you have prayer requests and need extra prayer, you can always send them 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. We're also, of course, on Facebook. Just find us at Praying Pals on Facebook. And just remember that no matter what you're facing today, Jesus is facing it with you, and he always wins, and victory remains secure. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's scripture, and I believe it. I hope you do too. All right. Thanks again for listening and praying with me. God bless you, my friends.